Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. Tonight I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace Free Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening to discuss this most important topic on facing your fears. How much of your life have you lived in fear, beloved? Sometimes we fear the unknown, we fear the uncertain, we fear being unsuccessful, and we even fear being different because of what other people may say or perceive about us. So fear blocks our creativity, thus paralyzing our progress. I want you to think about all the wasted time living in fear has cost you. You could be driving your car and be fearful. You could be on your couch watching TV and be fearful. A thought can pop into your mind and give you that fear. And life is just simply too short, beloved, to live in fear. And if you're going to live in fear, you ought to fear God if you're going to fear, because fearing God leads to obedience to His word. If you live, as Le Duval would say, your best life, each day, and you have to do that in faith, because faith is the antidote to cure fear. People, prophets, preachers, and great people have feared before. So I want to kind of go deeper here and help you understand how fear can develop. Sometimes we fear because of a lack of knowledge. You don't think something is going to work because you don't have all the information to be able to feel confident about that. And fear has cost you before. Sometimes we have all of these different kinds of phobias. Now, the word that we're going to study tonight is going to come from Matthew chapter number 10, verses 26, 28, and 31. Jesus says, "Do not fear." Now, that word fear there comes from a term phobeo, which is a derivative of the term phobos in the Greek, which is really where we get our English word phobia, and it means to be terrified, it means to be frightened. Fear is simply a negative, unpleasant emotion that is caused by the belief in a person that something wrong, something bad, something terrible, something threatening will happen. That is a belief that you have, and fear is simply an unpleasant, negative emotion as a result of the fear that you have. So as a result, we have both these phobias. You know what I'm talking about tonight. You have phobias. Some of you are claustrophobic. There is a phobia called acrophobia. That is the fear of heights. There is agoraphobia, which is the fear of being in a public place. There is emetophobia, which is the fear of dust. There is androphobia, which is the fear of men. There is anuptophobia, which is the fear of staying single. single. And for that, that's why me and my wife have this book called Finding My Good Thing, because we can take away a nuptophobia, because we're teaching you how God can lead you to your good thing. That was a shameless plug by the book, BrianCJones.com. There is also arachnophobia, which is the fear of spiders. And sometimes we have fears. Let me give you some practical things to help you understand and to bring the point home. When your manager calls you into the office and you're scheduled to be at work at 9 and they say we want you there by 8:15 because we want to talk to you, most of you would probably have some fear. Can you remember back in the days, even for you married people, when your boyfriend or your girlfriend came to you and said we need to talk? More than likely, you probably had some fears. Have you ever having a Black Friday and you wanted to get out early and you got in line at Best Buy, you got in line at Walmart, you got in line at all these different places because you wanted to get the deals. And then on Monday morning, you looked at your checking account and you forgot how much you spent. And you have a fear there because you know that you can get an overdraft because you've spent more money than you actually have into your account. And some of us can understand that you've had some pain, some aches, some issues, some health maladies, and some dilemmas before. And you went to the doctor and you had some tests run, and then you had some fear because you didn't know. There was a level of uncertainty there because you didn't know how the results and everything was going to turn out. So fear cripples your Christian character with clutter, causing a catastrophic conundrum that is conducive to countless challenges. That's what fear does. Fear actually reduces your quality of life. Many of you have had dreams, nightmares, and visions, and fear can creep into your mental psyche, remain lodged into your subconscious mind, and begin to become something that you actually believe in, when those thoughts were just a figment of your imagination, because the belief of the worst thing happening sometimes causes us to have pain. Then we merely live our lives fearfully, in a fearful state instead of a faithful state. That is the cost of fear, where you lose minutes, hours, days, months, weeks, and years potentially off of a fear that could easily be eradicated through having faith in God. Because God is a powerful God that rewards his people. So what has fear cost you? Has it been wasted time, joy, pain, living within the unknown, focusing on the negative instead of the positive? Fear causes anxiety, discomfort, worry, dread, and misfortune, all when we dwell on the negative. And some of you have had depression before, and let me drop this in the gumbo while I make Maru. Depression is not a disease. Depression is a mental, emotional state where you focus on the negative. And some of the times we focus on the negative is simply the reason is because we have fear. And fear robs us, it cripples us, it kills us, and all we can think about is the negative. So when all you can think about is the negative, it causes you to go into a depression, because a depression takes place when your mind can only focus on the negative and you do constantly dwell on that. And depression literally is when all of the praise for all the good things that you should be telling God thank you for, you forget about all those things and you focus on the negative and you don't praise God for the things that God has done for you. Can I just, by way of reminder, let me pause parenthetically and tell you tonight that God has been a good God even on today. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. God has blessed you with somebody in your family that loves you. He blessed you with a preacher that preaches sermons to try to help you. He's blessed you with some wonderful family members and loved ones and friends who will every now and then call and check up on you and let you know how much they love you. God has provided resources time and time again. God has given you people and things. He has given us enough to shout about. But if the devil can give us one thing that calls us to focus on that, we can forget about all the good things that God has done to bless us. And I want to remind you tonight that God loves you. So Jesus, in Matthew chapter 10, which most academicians and scholars call the limited commission, which I find nothing limited about this commission. But when you read the totality of Matthew chapter 10, you will find that. I want to hasten to get to a couple points so I can let you go on tonight. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 26, 28, and 31, Jesus uses the verbiage, do not fear, and the word fear is used four times. That's the word phobos, which means to be terrified or to be frightened. So three times Jesus uses the word fear in the negative. One time he used it in the positive. What do you mean by that? Fear can be a positive thing if you are fearing God. It can be a negative thing if you are fearing because of something bad is going to happen, because of that's your belief, instead of you trusting in God to know that there's a reward for you. Now watch this. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10. And I want you to look at verse number 26. Jesus says, therefore, do not fear them, those people who try to do everything they can to get you down, to kill you, despite of all your efforts to try to do the right thing. And I want to get you to verse number 28, because this is a powerful, powerful, powerful lesson here. Notice what Jesus says, and this is very relative to the current cultural climate and the cultural ethos that's going on right now. Jesus says, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. Now, let me tell you something. Here's what Jesus did. He placed his disciples in harm's way. He told them, people are going to hate you. They're going to persecute you. You have to beware of these men. You're going to be a sheep in the midst of wolves. All for my name's sake. All of these terrible things are going to happen to you. But in the midst of all of Jesus being open and honest about the fate of his disciples' labor for him, he says, in all that, do not fear. Don't fear. He's telling them not to fear, because Jesus wants us to look at fear from a biblical perspective. And what that means is we fear losing the body when Jesus wants us to fear losing the soul. You see, we do everything we can, and rightfully so, because we all want to stay here for a long time. My prayer is that God gives all of us who are listening with us tonight long life so we can do more for him. But Jesus changes. Notice the dichotomy here. Jesus wants us to focus on doing his will regardless of what happens so that we can preserve the soul instead of trying to preserve the body when God is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So don't fear the man or the woman, the issue, the dilemma, the proclivity that can destroy your body, because even if they try to destroy the body, that has nothing to do with your soul. Man can't destroy your soul. You can allow man to destroy your soul by trying to keep the body. So what Jesus says is don't fear those who can kill the body, but rather fear, be frightened by God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So what Jesus is suggesting is, do my will. You're going to have some bumps and bruises along the way. Don't worry about those who are after you, trying to pursue you, trying to hurt you, trying to cause harm to you and those around you. Do my will. Don't worry about it. And do not even fear them, because they cannot take away the most important thing, which is your soul. So I want to suggest to you tonight that I have one point for you tonight, and that is simply do not fear. Let me give you three things to apply this thing and help you further understand it. You do that when you realize God's knowledge of your situation. I want you to know, regardless of how bad it looks, how bad it seems, and the weight this and the pressure that's on you, God realizes and has knowledge of your situation. And what Jesus would say to you is, do not fear, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed in verse number 26, or hidden that will not be known, which tells us God has full knowledge of our situation. You have to refuse to allow the situation to stop your witness. In other words, Jesus would say, do not fear, because what I tell you in the darkness, Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 10, verse 27, I want you to speak in the light, and whatever you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim it on top of the housetops. Because what happens when we fear is it stops our witness. It stops our evangelism. We no longer want to share the word of God because we are allowing all these fears to hinder us. So you cannot fear, because you have to refuse to allow the situation to stop your witness. The third thing I want to share you in terms of do not fear is to rejoice in the value that the Creator places in you, the creation. Notice what Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 10 and verse number 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? In other words, the Father has full knowledge of the birds, the sparrows. Notice this, verse 30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So he says, do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. What are you doing, Jesus? If God cares enough about the sparrows, and knows everything about them, even when they fall. He knows that his people, his human beings that he created, he knows everything about us. So we ought to rejoice in the value that the Creator places in us, because Jesus simply says, you are more valuable than many sparrows. So what's the application? Make sure you do not fear. Follow the Lord. Do His will. Don't worry about those things that hinder us, that happen to our bodies. Eat healthy, live right, exercise, let's do all those things, but let's make sure we focus on the fact that Jesus says, do not fear, focus on the soul. Everybody will rush a body into the hospital, and you have 20 people focusing on one body, but you will see somebody every day and never focus on the soul. Focus on the soul. Life is about eternity. We're going to pray that God heals, but let's focus on eternity. And Jesus wants us to know that if you do His will, if you honor Him, if you keep going and you never stop and you never give up, there will be a reward for you that will be worth all you have to go through in this life. So let's make sure we eliminate fear. Let's start the process tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you've been allowing fear to eat you up alive. I've been there. I have to go through it myself every day, and I have to train my mind to let these fears go, because the only way that you could fight the spirit of fear is have the Holy Spirit within you. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul talks to the young preacher Timothy and says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. That's not phobos. That word there is delia. And what that word means, cowardice. God has not given us the spirit to be cowards. Do not fear. Allow the Holy Spirit to be the thing that catapults our minds, our behaviors, and our knowledge and our wisdom to obey God's will. If you would like for us to pray for you tonight, we'd love to pray for you. Dial number one on your phone right now, and when we call out the last four digits of your number, state the name and the need of the person to whom we're requesting prayers for. Sometimes you'll think something negative is going to happen, when God will surprise you and have something positive happen for you. Not every time you go into the doctor's office, something negative is going to come about. Sometimes you're going to go in and something positive is going to come about. So don't think that it's all about negativity, because then you can end up having faith in fear instead of having faith in the one who can help us overcome our fears. Let's believe God and trust God that He can turn it, He can fix it, He can turn it around, and He can bless us. Dial number one on your phone right now so we can pray for you. God bless you even on tonight. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Baker from Savannah, Georgia. I'm asking you to please pray for me and my family for mental and stability, strength in Christ, and that we won't be fearful and that we will step out more in faith. Also, I'm trying to move some furniture from New York to Savannah, and things are going kind of slow but positive, and I'm asking that the movers will have traveling grace and mercy, and we all have traveling grace and mercy flying back, the Walker, the Baker, and the Scott Morris family. Thank you, and the Miltons.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Miss Sister Walker, just keep me and my family in prayer, praising God for my daughter and her children starting to worship again, and her husband. Pray that my sons, G and James, will come back before it's everlasting too late as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Baker and Sister Walker. We thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We'll certainly keep you and your families and those things in prayer. Thank you so much. Caller ending in 6725. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good evening. This is Priscilla Northfleet from Detroit, Michigan. I just want to thank you for that lesson. It was very powerful, and I took quite a few notes. Thank you. I just ask you to continue to pray for me and my family. My aunt that are in Texas, and one in a nursing home. The other one just came home from the hospital. That the caregivers will continue to give them, show them favor to them, and God will watch over them, make sure that they treat them like they should be treated. Bless all of my family and all the churches of Christ throughout the land and the country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Norsley, for your encouragement. We'll certainly keep you, your family, and all the churches of Christ in prayer. Thank you tonight. Caller ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes. Good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you for the message tonight. I'm asking you all to just continue to lift my family up in prayer, especially my daughter Kennedy, as she prepares for surgery and on the 17th, and also for my husband Rick. He has a colonoscopy this Friday. Also asking you to pray for my children at school, and just pray for the Roper family as well, who lost a brother and a brother earlier this year and a father on yesterday. Just continue to lift that family up in prayer. They are members of the Church of Christ. And also just continue to pray for us for traveling grace and pray for my daughter, Jayla. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep you, your family, and those people in prayer. We want to thank all of you tonight for tuning in to Passion for Christ. I'm going to ask in just a moment that we all bow for a brief word of prayer. I want you to be invited tomorrow to the Grace and Mercy prayer call at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow we have Minister Ronald Waring of the William Street Church of Christ, who does our Tuesday morning devotion, and he is guaranteed to bless us on tomorrow morning. So please tune in to that and continue to keep everyone who called in tonight in your continued prayers. Let's make sure we have faith instead of fear. Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight we want to lift up the names of these, your people, Sister Baker, Sister Walker, Sister Norsley, Sister Pam. They're praying for family, Lord. They're praying for spiritual and mental stability, traveling grace, sons and daughters who have fallen away that are now coming back, that you bless them. We pray for all the things that we stand in need of, moving things from one place to another, daughters who are having surgery, colonoscopies, Lord. There's a host of different items that we have on our list tonight. But with all of these items, oh God, we know that you are able to help us and provide for our needs. And tonight we want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you've challenged us with. Thank you for helping us learn you to be, helping us learn that to know that you are a healer. And many of us would never know you as a healer, oh God, unless you allowed us to go through something where we needed to be healed. Lord, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your grace that keeps us and protects us and our families while they are at home and on the dangerous highways, at work, or wherever they may be. You have the power to protect. And Lord, we just ask that you protect all of our families, loved ones, and friends. Bless every minister's wife, every member of the Church of Christ throughout the land, world, and country that is trying to stay in the faith. Help us overcome our fears and send fear back to the pits of hell, and make sure we allow the Holy Spirit to be manifested in our speech, our minds, and our behavior so that we can get the rewards of faith that you have promised us. Help us, O God, to rebuke fear and to manifest faith. We love you. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey His best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with open arms.
Then the Lord
is there to take your hand.
To the angels in heaven.
Just obey.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.